With great funding comes great accountability. And when it comes to schools, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf agrees, but he says the state's current means of rating schools and holding them accountable is not working. Wolf says the system created under former Governor Tom Corbett fails to provide parents with a comprehensive view of school performance. WHYY's Kevin McCrory reports that Governor Wolf wants to move to a system less reliant on standardized test scores.
Plans haven't yet been formalized, but Wolf says he intends to steer Pennsylvania away from the school performance profile system. Now, schools get scores somewhere between 0 and 100, with 90% of that rating based on standardized test scores.
Education is a full and holistic process. We've reduced it to a bunch of high-stakes tests that don't seem to me to be tied to the comprehensive skills that we want students to have.
The school performance profile system was unveiled by former Governor Tom Corbett in October 2013, replacing the adequate yearly progress metric created under the federal No Child Left Behind law. SPP was advanced by Corbett as an improvement over AYP in part because it considers a student's improvement over time, not just raw scores. A recent report by the group Research for Action found that schools that score well on SPP don't serve many students in poverty. This was true in most tested subjects, even when accounting for student growth.
It doesn't seem to me to give teachers the freedom they need to adapt an education system to the specific challenges they're meeting in that classroom that day, that year. And it hasn't necessarily gotten us to a point where we are turning out better students.
Under Corbett, school funding was in part tied to a school district's SPP score. Districts with lower scores were given the most restrictions for how to spend state aid. Wolf's proposed budget, which promises an ambitious $2 billion in new public school spending over 4 years, would do away with these strings. But he says that doesn't mean accountability would go out the window.
I agree that we need an accountability system. I just don't agree that the accountability system that the prior administration had in place was the right one.
In a recent letter, the Wolf administration told superintendents that they need to outline how they would use the cash before getting a funding increase. Accountability examples ranged from getting students to read on level by third grade to measuring how many students ultimately find jobs. Steve Miskin, spokesman for the House Republican Caucus, says lawmakers are miffed about Wolf's proposed changes.
Taxpayers need to know that their investment is yielding results, and that is one of the benefits of these tests.
Miskin also laments Wolf's lack of detail.
As governor, the time of talking in these platitudes is over. He's got to have specific plans to put forward.
Wolf believes he can revamp the SPP without approval from the Republican-controlled legislature. However, he would need the Obama administration's blessing. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCrory.